So we're really looking for long-term partnerships, cities and destinations that want to grow with us. You know, once you work with us and we figure out a month of the year that works in your system and our system, if you want to bring us back year in and year out, we are open-armed and want that to happen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another in-person episode of the Destination Marketing Podcast at the Sports ETA Symposium in Birmingham, Alabama. We've got a great guest with us, and we've only got him for a few minutes, so we'll dive right in. His name is Frank Gears, and he is the president of the American Cornhole Organization. And Frank, it's good to have you. I'm excited to chat with you today for a few minutes.
I appreciate being here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. What an event, huh?
Oh, this is a great event here, man. I've never been to Birmingham, so happy to be in town here in Super City.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to tonight. I think we'll get to go out to Topgolf at one point.
That's right. I'm excited for that.
Going to Monday Night Brewing. I'm meeting with a group from Virginia there. So I'm going to hang out with some folks from Virginia for a little bit. So
nice.
It's been a great show so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you've got an appointment coming up with a couple people. So I want to move right into my question. Destinations are looking for ways that they can make their destination stand out when they're trying to bring events into their destination. So for you, who's an organizer of events and is always vetting destinations for your events to be held at, what do you look for when you're trying to figure that out?
I mean, for us, we're looking for a safe community. We're looking for a place. We like places that are walkable for our players. We like where our players can come in, set up at a hotel, and have walking distance to the venue that we might be playing at, be able to hit the local restaurants and bars. That's what we look for. I mean, my players are big tailgater players. They're players that, they maybe enjoy going to amusement parks and stuff like that, but more so often they're looking for just good restaurants and bars in town. And if they can just park their car, end up at our tournament and lead the tournament and hit a couple nice little pubs and stuff like that, that's what we're looking for.
So what are some venues that you've gone to that you felt like really fit that bill?
Well, interesting about venues is we actually work with all types of venues, but Owensboro, Kentucky, Knoxville, Tennessee, those are city, Charleston, West Virginia, even Panama City Beach, all of those places, Knoxville, Owensboro, they have great downtown convention centers. And they also have a lot of walkable hotels and a lot of walkable streets. So that's why our players in the ACO like going to communities like that. We actually went to a surprise city this year, Enid, Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
They had a great venue called the Stride Bank Center, I think it was, situated in downtown Enid, which is like not a very big community at all, outside of Oklahoma City, I believe, about 45 minutes to an hour. But they had exactly what we're looking for. It's a great indoor venue. They had a great hotel or two around the facility itself. And then they had a lot of good restaurants and bars for our players to go to after they did their competition.
Nice. So when you've gone to destinations like that, do you try to hit them every few years, or do you really bounce around and not do a lot of return trips?
No, for us, it's return trips.
Okay.
So some of those names I've rambled off before, Charleston's been with us the longest. I think they've been with us like 10 seasons. So we're really looking for long-term partnerships, cities and destinations that want to grow with us. You know, once you work with us and we figure out a month of the year that works in your system and our system, if you want to bring us back year in and year out, we are open-armed and want that to happen.
Great. Well, I want destinations to be able to understand who your organization is so they can reach out. What is the American Cornhole Organization?
American Cornhole, you can first of all find us at americancornhole.com. My name is Frank Gears, president and founder. We are an organization that runs cornhole nationwide. We run a pro tour. Work towards television, live streaming and stuff that we've got going on. The best way to reach out to me is call me on my cell phone, 513-850-3803, or visit us at americancornhole.com.
I like it. I like it. And so when you guys are putting on these events, how many people are in the event? Like how many travelers come with the entourage?
It really ranges. It depends on Enid was a brand new city on the outskirts of the reach of the ACO right now. But we had 100 plus players that came out there from 12 states represented. They come in for a couple days. Our bigger ones like Knoxville, you'll have 300 to 400 players that are coming in from 15, 16 states. It all depends on what part of the country right now. As we are continuing to move westward, East Coast, east of the Mississippi, we're super strong. We're still trying to get a little bit going on up in the Pacific Northwest and also the Atlantic, north part of the Atlantic. Other than that, we're doing great and love it. And I have a lot of great cities that we find through places like this, at Sports ETA.
Yeah. Well, great. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you're listening, hey, you ought to reach out to Frank and call his cell phone that he gave out.
Absolutely.
Get that event down there.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Frank, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy the show.